Okay, so far what I've been hearing from local media is that Mr. Shinzo Abe, known as Japan's longest serving prime minister, was giving his campaign speech in Nara Prefecture, central Japan, supporting his LDP, Liberal Democratic Party candidate. And during that time, he was shot from behind. Three shots were heard, and he held his chest and collapsed. And we've been hearing from eyewitnesses that there was a pool of blood. The ambulance rushed and took him to the hospital. Now, we've been hearing the rescue firefighters stating that he is under cardiopulmonary arrest, which means that he is not showing any vital signs. Now, Mr. Abe has been traveling all around Japan since June 22, when the Upper House election campaign kicked off. This Sunday is election day for the Upper House, where 125 seats will be competed by various political parties. Now, this is a very worrisome incident. One about Mr. Abe's condition, and another, how was this man, who is believed to have shot Mr. Abe, was able to get hold of a gun? Because having guns are illegal here in Japan. We are waiting for more information on the latest of Mr. Abe.